Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We're going to connect with our pal Chris Russell coming up in a little over an hour. He'll join us at 8:25. Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:45. Superman crushed it at the box office.
I know that we were talking about it during one of the breaks. I guess the veterans report next week, maybe next Tuesday. The rookies, I think, report this week. We're basically there, buddy.
We're pretty close.
Got to get through this week.
Take all your beach stuff. Throw it up in the attic. That's over.
Not at
football
all.
Football season, buddy.
I haven't beach trip in a month. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. It's football season, buddy.
I understand.
We're like about 3 or 4 days away from full-on football season.
I'll be down in the Carolinas on my beach trip when they're playing preseason games.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. Well, it's going to stay hot. Yeah. I'll tell you that. I just walked by and the TV was on. I saw Tucker Barnes talking
it's
about
gonna be hot
how hot it's going to be.
I don't know. I honestly don't know which is worse. The heat here with the humidity or the dry heat in Vegas. I mean, I walked out of the Paris Casino a few days ago. It was 110 degrees.
Yeah.
110.
At what time?
This is probably 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
I mean, here's when you know your city stinks, where you have to have the amusement park mist sprayers on the rails of like the restaurants that are on the Vegas Strip. Just to keep you alive, walking from one block to the next. It's absurd. I think that heat is worse than this heat. I would rather deal with the humidity and the mugginess than 110 degrees.
When you're there, and I've been there before for the World Series of Poker. When you're there in the middle of July, you get out of your cab, you go outside, you can barely breathe.
Brutal.
And that's not the case here.
When you were in your heyday of running cakes, when you did the marathon and you were training with Chris more regularly, did you run in Vegas?
Did I run in Vegas?
I know you ran one time like at the Borgata where it was like almost a hurricane.
I ran three times on this trip, but I ran in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I woke because my body is still on East Coast time. I would wake up at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I would put on my clothes go run at 6:30. When it's a normal temperature, when it's like 83 to 85 degrees outside.
It probably didn't feel bad at all.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
It was great. All the drunks are in the casino, and I had basically the whole strip to myself, me and a few meth head tweakers. Mm-hmm. I would go do a run, come back, and then I was good. And then 4 hours later, it's the surface of the sun outside in Vegas.
But yesterday.
That hot.
Yesterday, I walked my dog, and then I brushed her outside.
Okay.
Because she's got pounds of fur that comes off her.
You don't want that in your house.
And then I picked some weeds.
Okay. Brutal.
Right? It was terrible. But after I was done, I don't know, it was probably 45 minutes of being outside. You would have thought I ran a half marathon.
Yeah, of course.
My shirt was just drenched.
Saturated.
Well, imagine golfing Saturday and Sunday.
No, I can't even imagine that. I played nine on Friday. I dropped Eric off at the airport at Dulles.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, hit him straight. Because I was supposed to play. I played nine. I said, this is brutal.
I almost had to do something I said I would never, ever do. Because I was in Vegas a little longer than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
I was starting to run out of clean clothes.
Yeah.
I almost had
Did you go to a dry cleaner?
No, I almost had to go to a Ross Dress for Less, which was like two blocks away from the casino.
That was the closest discount store.
And I said,
need some underwear?
No, I just can't. I can't do it. And luckily, I went home the next day.
Most hotels have some sort of dry cleaning service.
I think they do, but yeah. I wasn't going to pay $90 or whatever it is to do two loads of laundry.
Is that what they were charging?
I don't know, but I'm sure it was astronomical. I'm sure
it's cashing though.
Yeah, but you know what else I'm doing? I'm paying $30 for a salad with chicken on top of it because I'm in Vegas.
Yeah,
everything's expensive. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
$7 cups of coffee.
Hey,
with breakfast.
You paid for your San Diego trip and your Vegas trip, and then you made some on top.
I don't know. I think you might be wrong. I think you're thinking that I stuffed the entire $17,500 in my pocket. That was not the case.
No, but you won about six.
I think
I won about a little over, around six.
Six, right? That paid for your San Diego trip.
Once I do my taxes, it's going to be about six, roughly.
Right, but my point is your San Diego trip, which wasn't a full week, and your Vegas trip combined was probably around that.
Probably around that, yeah.
You're fine. No one's worried about
it. I'm fine.
You're fine.
I'm fine. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Well, I complain a lot, but I don't think I'm complaining right at this exact very
second.
He's
complaining about the weather. He complained about the prices.
Well, it's 110 degrees. I know. I think I deserve to complain about
it. But you know what? You knew that going in. Sure. You knew you weren't going to be outside much.
Totally knew that.
Valdez, what were you going to say?
Hey, did you get 35% out of the entire $17,000?
No, out of the profit.
Yeah,
The $10,000 goes back.
I don't think Cakes' score is as big as Jason thinks.
I thought it was 35% of the 17.5.
No.
No.
Okay. Initial $10,000 goes straight back to the backing group.
Yes.
It was 35% of 7,500.
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right.
Then you have flights and $30 salads.
I didn't know that. I thought it was 35% of the whole thing.
And I had to switch my flight because I was dumb and I scheduled it for Wednesday because I was like, I'll be done by Wednesday. Played till Thursday.
Cakes.
And I had to spend an extra $285 on a flight.
Why'd you just tell me after you do taxes it would be about six?
Because I got confused for a second. Cakes. My brain is still a little scrambled.
It was probably half that.
It was like $4,200.
All right.
Did you lose money?
Did I lose money?
Did you lose money on this trip?
On this trip, no, but it's probably close.
You probably broke even.
It's probably close.
What do you mean?
Well, he got 35% of 7,500. It's like $3,000. Not even.
They gave me a little extra to deal with the tax ramifications.
And then you had the flight and the food.
Yeah.
So you're paying.
Hotel.
So you're paying.
Came home with a couple bucks in your pocket.
Yeah. Well, and plus, he lost money. Remember, he said then you played another tournament and you lost.
Oh, I lost
in
two,
a cash
I
game.
Lost 250 like that.
Hold on.
150 like that in the cash game.
All right, so that's 400 right there.
Yeah, I probably broke even or maybe made a little bit of money.
So you got 35% of the 7,500, but you're paying the full taxes on the 7,500 too.
Yes, but they gave me extra money on top of
to cover
whatever
that.
The 35% was to cover the tax burden.
Right. So he said they gave him about $4,200.
Yeah.
All right. So that didn't cover both.
It's pretty
trips.
Close. If you do the line items, add it all up, it's pretty close.
But you had fun.
I had a great time. It's a great life experience. I wasn't expecting to even make money.
Also, you're throwing in a San Diego trip. That has nothing to do with anything.
No. We're talking about the Vegas trip.
No,
you added everything up from the Vegas trip.
You mean from room and board and flight?
Flight, food.
Drinks.
Other poker buy-ins, life leaks.
Did you lose a ton in those other games?
No. I lost $250 in a daily deep stack,
nothing.
And then $150 in the cash
that's
game.
That's nothing. You lost $400.
Win on a slot machine on the way out, so that's add another $53 on the ledger on the positive side. Because I was a degen, I was like, I had extra time in the airport. Of course, I'm going to feed $20 into the one arm bandit and hit it.
Outside of the rush of potentially winning a lot more money, 7 days in Vegas for $1,000 sounds like absolute torture.
No, but it was about the experience and trying it out for the first time.
It's the chase.
Yes.
It's the chase, but when you get home and the endorphins are gone.
Yeah, okay, later.
You know, and you're like, oh, that's kind of a waste of time.
Well, most things in life are. Most things are a chase. Yeah.
I love doing it. Had a great time. Do I wish I had more cash in my pocket? Of course. But happy with the cash.
Well, listen,
most of the people that played that did not cash.
Drabby, here's the threshold. Here's the question. And I know we all know the answer. Would you do it again?
100%. Would do it next year.
That's the answer.
Of course I would do it again.
That's the answer. There's zero hesitation.
Because I like the sweat.
He likes the chase.
I like that $10 million bag that's off in the distance that I know I'm not going to get.
Think about all the guys that didn't
cash. But I like the cash.
The vast preponderance. The 80% and the 90% that didn't cash.
Yep.
It's what Cakes loves. Yeah. Even in his interview, he was like, I watch WSOP all the time.
Right, I'm a dork.
My wife gets annoyed. I watch repeats.
Yeah. No, it's great.
That's his thing.
It's part of my DNA.
It's like, I play golf, and I said, you know, I'd say 10% of the time I go home satisfied. 10%. 90% of the time, I'm trunk slamming and bitter in my car, calling a buddy, complaining.
But to me,
I still will do it. I can't wait to do it again.
Vegas is hell on earth. It's one of the worst places.
I agree with that. There's no reason for me to go back to Vegas at this point in my life other than poker.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
It's the world's most overrated city.
But you could have, now you're there to play poker. It's kind of funny because when you went to San Diego, you did activity after activity after activity. Sure. Now you were there with your wife. Mm-hmm. You can go to Vegas and go to the Sphere and see a show. You can go see comedians.
Yeah,
you can go see concerts.
Could do that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I don't personally think this, but I've heard people say, oh, it's great for kids too because there's a bunch of different activities they can do for kids.
I saw people dragging their kids around the casino for a week. I don't know how it's great for kids. I will say, but they go on roller coasters.
I took my kids to the Monte Carlo back in the day when they had the wave pool and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They loved it.
That's what I'm saying, that there actually are a ton of activities and a ton of things to do.
Drab, we're simpatico. Yeah. I'm Team Drab. There is no reason for me to ever go back to Vegas other than the WSOP.
And it's also changed a ton in the last 10 to 15 years. It used to be an affordable place to maybe take your kids. Now you are gouged so bad that I just have no interest in it.
It's brutal.
You pay $20 for a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
It's just kind of falling apart too.
Well, he also was there 7 days. I mean, he was there way too long.
It's a long time. It's a long
time. That's a long time to be in Vegas. If you were there for 3 days, you wouldn't have felt as bad.
The only thing I'd say about the $20 pizza is if you go to Disney, you're doing that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of places. Yeah, by the way,
the place sucks too.
Thank God for the CVS that was a block and a half away from the Paris Casino, because I was there every day
getting Gatorades and
Gatorades, waters, beer. You think they don't sell an S ton of beer and liquor at that CVS a block away from the Paris Casino?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever catch a buzz yourself?
Catch a buzz?
You're a beer drinker, but you're just two a day.
They were pretty tall beers, so I probably did. Because look, I was my brain was just stressed from 12 hours of poker every day. I needed to unwind, so I would go down to the strip right on the corner, and I would crack a beer at the daiquiri stand. Like bachelorette parties are coming in and buying daiquiris that are literally this tall. I don't know how much they cost, but then they're walking out on the strip with them, and I was just loitering with my $4 CVS beer and laughing at people spending probably $40 on overpriced daiquiris. And it didn't matter what time of day, 2 in the morning, there's a billion people out on the strip.
Did you see any? Because the Vegas Summer League kicked off maybe the day after you left.
Did you see any
NBA ballers?
Didn't see any big 7-footers walking down the strip. No.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did they allow alcohol in the poker room during the tournament?
Sure.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, you could order beers if you wanted while you're playing.
Right. But you didn't have beers during the tournament?
Did you see a lot of guys drinking?
Not a lot.
Yeah, I imagine, but those guys have not much money.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that. I wouldn't think they would.
Out of the field of almost 10,000, how many are women?
I think it's generally like 5% or less. Though a woman did make the final table for the first time.
5% is actually higher than I thought.
Wow, that's incredible.
That's higher than I thought.
5% or less. It might be like 3 to 5% generally women playing in the field.
Mm.
So that woman from Spain that made the final table, that's a huge accomplishment.
You know how sometimes chicks will hang out with like uglier chicks so they can be the prize? You know what I'm saying? Go to a poker room. You'll go from like a 5 to like an 8.
Oh, also for
I'm not kidding.
Also, just because the scarcity.
Also for the men.
None of them, and then guys just sit there for hours, and you just
That's true.
You sit there, you just start to get hotter.
Well, it also works on the
It
works on the guy side too. Like, I don't know it from the guy side.
Well,
I feel
like Brad Pitt.
I feel like a Kenyan marathon runner when I walk around in a poker room.
Because of all the obese people.
All the slobbies all over the place.
Right. Well, I mean, if you sit for a living, it's not
you're
good.
You're so sedentary. Yeah. I mean, I would have to get up and stretch my legs multiple times at every round.
And so many tracksuits and sweatpants.
I'm guilty too.
You're sitting.
Yeah, you got to be comfortable.
Sitting the whole time.
I was wearing Vuori sweatpants and a hoodie when I got interviewed.
Were you freezing in there or no?
No, it was great.
It was?
I was wearing appropriate attire.
Okay.
I was good.
When they crank the AC, I'm uncomfortable. When it's too cold, it's uncomfortable.
Not when it's 110 degrees outside. You welcome it, even though you're inside.
Yeah. Coming up next. Let's get back into what the Nationals did in the draft. They surprised everyone with their top pick, taking Eli Willits, the shortstop from Oklahoma, switch hitting shortstop. Did they make the right pick at the top of the draft? If you want to chime in, you can call us at 1-800-636-1067.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.